Thousands of people get dental implants every single day, with many coming from tough financial situations. So what's the secret? How are people affording it? Well, today I'm joined by Sean, who's going to reveal three ways that he saved money to afford his dental implants.
Wait till you hear tip number two. It's so simple, could have cost me thousands.
Sean, let's dive in. Starting off with the first way you saved, and that is to stay in the country. Now, Sean, I think people often assume that they're going to save money by traveling out of the country for a dental implant procedure. But you learned that that might not be the case at all, huh?
Absolutely. The travel plans alone could get costly. I mean, you have, you know, your passport, you have to hotel accommodations, travel accommodations.
And I think for us specifically, living here in Arizona, so many people we hear often travel to Mexico because they feel like, hey, it's super close. I can drive there. It's just right over the border. It might cost less money, but they don't always factor in things like, what if something goes wrong? What if something breaks? I actually heard a story, Sean, about a woman who got dental implants done in Mexico. She flew. And the minute she got on the plane to come home, she bit down and literally felt something get loose and break off on the plane ride home from the procedure. So could you imagine just all the things going on in your head, the worry that you would have just not knowing if the work you had done was reputable? And never mind warranties. Like, who knows if places out of the country even offer a warranty, or if a doctor in the U.S. would ever fix work that was done in your mouth if it was done out of the country, right?
Absolutely. Who would want to be liable to repair something that wasn't done initially here? I mean, that liability alone's got to be something a doctor would not want to mess with. I certainly wouldn't want to put that on someone else's hands. And I couldn't imagine what I would feel like if I had to go through something like that. That's something I definitely wanted to avoid altogether. So going out of the country was definitely not an option. And those reasons alone are definitely reasons to stay in country, for me anyways.
And so you feel that staying in the country and having your procedure done in the U.S. ultimately did save you money on your procedure, right?
Well, yeah. If you had to go back three or four different times either to get things repaired, and that can get quite costly. I mean, just the transportation and travel alone could get quite costly.
Well, let's talk about where you did have your procedure done. Did you feel like where you had your procedure done, there were benefits that did save you money?
With Nuvia, I was able to get an all-inclusive cost, and I didn't have to travel anywhere. Nuvia is in my state. You know, I only had to go 20 minutes away, and everything was taken care of. You know, in the consultation, they give you an all-inclusive price. So they tell you, you know, everything's going to be done. You can have your surgery, your anesthesia, your permanent teeth in 24 hours, and then they give you a set price. I went to other places and researched, and they were telling me, you know, we give you the temporaries, you'll come back 3 months later, and they don't give you a final cost. So, like, you could go back, and it could be another $5,000 because you had to have another set placed, you know, and that was something I didn't want to deal with. I wanted it all in one, in and out, done in one, and it's over with.
Ooh, I don't blame you, especially for something of a medical nature. The idea of going overseas, trusting a doctor maybe you've never met before, assuming they have the right training, assuming that everything is going to go smoothly, you're not going to have an infection to deal with. Those are big things that also I think would cause a lot of stress.
Absolutely. And why put yourself through that kind of stress when you know that if you get it done here in the U.S., those are things and variables that you can avoid altogether. Anything were to go wrong, Nuvia is there to take care of you. So not only am I getting my teeth in 24 hours, but they're streamlining the process of everybody getting their teeth done with an in-house lab availability, making that cost effectiveness kind of trickle down to their patients. They're not having to outsource any part of their process. It's all in-house. It's done right there.
I think that that is a very easy way to save patients not only money, but also time. And it's, I think, why Nuvia actually just won an award for their process. They were just named Dental Implant Company of the Year for 2024 and upcoming 2025 because their process is so incredible. Now, you mentioned that the Nuvia you went to was only 20 minutes from your house.
20 minutes away. So it's easy to get there. No problem.
I love that. And you know, there are Nuvia locations all around the country. It's definitely worth looking into because there may be a Nuvia location literally 20 minutes from your house. So that makes it so easy too. Moving on to the second way to save money, and that is to research the costs. Now, Sean, what did you learn about the cost of dental implants? Why do you think it's important for people to research, and how did that save you money?
Well, you know, if I would have gone to the very first place that I got a consultation, I probably wouldn't have saved much money because for starters, it wasn't all inclusive. They were asking me to come back, you know, multiple times. So I was getting a temporary or, you know, it wasn't a all in one done situation. So I knew that if I would have just gone to the first place that had told me they could have done it, then it could have been an added cost. And I went to probably three different places. And Nuvia was the last place that I went to. And Nuvia was the one company that said, Sean, this is our final cost. There's nothing more after this. And that's an all-inclusive situation. So, you know, with other places I went, they were like, you might have to come back 3 months later. But they didn't give me a cost for that to come back, you know, in those 3 months. So they could have said, okay, this is the price. But when you come back, we're going to have an additional cost. I didn't want to deal with that. When I went to Nuvia, they were the only company that said, this is the final cost. And that's a good word to use for me because final cost, I'm like, okay, great. Now I know how much I'm spending. I'm not going into this, you know, blindly, financially blind. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to give you guys this amount of money, but then how much am I going to have to bring the next time I come? With Nuvia, that wasn't a question in my mind. I knew this is how much it was going to be. This is how the amount that I needed to finance. And I didn't have to worry about when I come back in 3 months, you know, to have a checkup, am I going to incur another cost? Nuvia wasn't that way.
That's great. That's great. Now, what about payment plans? Did Nuvia offer a payment plan or did you have to pay everything up front?
Nuvia did offer financing options and they made it easy for me. They say, you know, they say, if you're not able to pay all of this up front, you know, there are options for financing. You just give them some information, your financials, your financial logistics. They input it into the computer, and then there's like three or four different lenders that will offer those type of loans for you. And you find out right away. It's not like you have to wait weeks or months before you find out if you're approved for the loan. If you need a loan, then Nuvia can get you a loan right then and there. If you want to learn more about what a payment plan could look like for you, you can find out more by just downloading the Dental Implant Cost Guide in the description below.
And that brings us to the third way to save, which is to know the timeline of your procedure. What did you learn, Sean, about different types of dental implant procedures that ultimately saved you money?
You know what? What I learned about dental implant procedures is that a lot of companies string you along. So you might end up 6 months down the road needing a new set of teeth or prosthesis, as they're called. And with Nuvia, when you go in and you get your permanent teeth in 24 hours, they're giving you your one set of teeth. You're not going in for four different try-ons. You're not getting temporary teeth with Nuvia. You're getting your permanent teeth in 24 hours. You don't have to go back 6 months, 4 months down the road and get two or three different sets put in. You get one set, it's done and over with. That's the end of it.
You're like, that's the end of it. Go home, you got your permanent teeth. Like, boom. I think that's such a good point to bring up. And again, it sounds obvious to me. If you're getting a procedure done, you'd want to know the timeline, whether it's a hip replacement or, you know, dental implants. You'd want to know, how long is it going to take? Is there a surgery? How long's the surgery? And then after the surgery, what happens? And then is there recovery? Then what? And then how often do I come back?
You're already going through all kinds of dental trauma already, and you don't want to have to come back four or five or six different times to have work done over and over and over again. With Nuvia, once it's done, it's done. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
That's a good point. And I think that's a common thread that I've heard from so many dental implant patients is many people have gone months or even years with patchwork dental fixes. They've been in pain for a long time. They've had broken teeth. They've lived with that embarrassment. And absolutely, the mental anxiety that goes along with each appointment when you have to go back and potentially, whether you're having local Novocaine or maybe you are being put under to have procedures done to constantly fix what's broken. That right. is just something that I think so many Nuvia patients especially are so happy to have behind them because, like absolutely. You said, they go in, they have one procedure, and then their life is forever changed.
In and out.
In and out, but not like the burger like, place.
No, but it's like, it feels like you're in and out. Like, you know, once you're there for your surgery, after the consultation, they book and they set everything up, you go for the surgery, you go home, you come back and you have teeth. It's like a blink of an eye. I couldn't imagine stretching that out over months and months of a process. I have friends that have gotten dental implants that went somewhere else, not Nuvia, and they had temporary teeth put in 3, 4, 5 different times. This friend of mine has gone for almost 2 years and still doesn't have her final set of teeth. And she's still paying that doctor for putting temporary teeth in her mouth 2 years after her surgery. Who wants to go through that? Absolutely. Nobody should go through that. You know, that's already, it's traumatic enough to have to deal with, you know, having to go through these procedures. To have it done as easily as Nuvia offers it is just, it's wonderful.
How were you able to get back to your life faster? Like, what were you able to do because you got this procedure done in just 24 hours?
Well, if you think about it, getting the procedure done in 24 hours is cost effective because you're not worrying about spending money on, you know, liquid diets. I could go right back to soft foods. I could chew soft things easily, real quickly, right away. I didn't have to worry about that. So there's a lot of things you can consider that are considered when you can't go right back to being your normal self.
That's great. So getting back to work more quickly, not worried about missed income, that's huge. Being able to eat right. soft foods right away, not having to go drop a fortune on maybe protein shakes or pre-made sort of like liquid diet foods, that's a big deal. And also, I think the mental aspect, again, like you said, you can't really put a price on your mental comfort, knowing that right. you're healing and it's all happening really quickly. That's huge.
Absolutely.
You came in for your consultation. You agreed to do the procedure, right? They gave you this all-inclusive one price. Did you set up a payment plan or did you pay it all in full?
I did.
Awesome. So you did. You chose a financing option right then. And then after that consultation, they went ahead and set up the surgery appointment.
Yep. Smile Design and surgery appointment.
Okay.
Yep.
And Smile Design is when you what? You go in, do you like pick out your teeth color? What did you choose? What happened to the Smile Design?
Well, they take pictures. They do mock-ups of what your smile would look like. They allow you to pick the design, like whether you want square teeth, natural looking teeth, rounded teeth, you know. And there's a lot of people there to help you choose too, so you don't have to worry about that. But and then you get to choose like the shade, the color of your teeth, whether you want them, you know, more of a tanner or natural look, or if you want more of a bright white, like I went with, you know.
Yeah. So,
I love the bright white. So
hey, you for those of you listening on the podcast, not watching the video version, like let me just tell you, Sean's teeth are gorgeous. I feel like you smile and it's like little like diamond crystal like effects, like on a cartoon almost. It's stunning.
I get complimented all the time. And people do double takes and they're like, you know, people judge you when they see you. And if you have bad teeth, you know, you can tell when somebody's, you can see into their eyes when they're looking into you. And it's just a different vibe when you can smile and you're confident about your smile and you're not worried about it. It feels great. I get compliments all the time. I love it.
And that's so great for you specifically because you work in a industry that's very much like hospitality and service oriented. You interact with people every single day in your job. So I feel like there's a huge win and a huge upside for what you do and how people see you and interact with you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you're around people that are always trying to be, you know, the cream of the crop, keeping up with the Joneses, and they all look beautiful, you know, and they're in this party setting and they're showing themselves off. And if you're there and you're hiding from them, it's easy to to point out that there's something wrong. But when you can be a part of what they're doing and you can just look them in the eyes and shine with them, it just makes the whole scenario so much better, you know?
Oh, well, I see a lot of your posts on the SmileMaker page, Facebook community. Guys, check that out if you haven't already. Almost 60,000 members, I think, at this point, and growing. It's
almost 70,000.
Almost 70,000? Wow. And, you know, speaking of the SmileMaker page, you mentioned at the consultation, you get all set up, and then you do this smile design, and then your surgery. A lot of people ask questions in the SmileMaker Club page, you know, asking yes. for people to show their smiles and asking, what shape teeth did you get? What color did you get? So that's a great resource, I think, for anyone who's considering getting dental implants, because you can see how they look for other people, see what other people chose. So
if you come talk to me on the SmileMaker Club, we're here for you.
I love that. That's
we're here to lend our experiences. We want to tell people that we've been through this and it's okay. And you know, if you have questions, that we're here, we're there to help answer your questions too.
So that's perfect.
That's what the SmileMaker Club's all about, is helping each other out through this process. It is a journey, but it's a journey that other people have been through and that are other people are willing to share their experiences with you. So it makes it a lot easier.
Hey, listen, if you want to take the next step to learn more about the cost of this procedure, you can click the link in the description below to grab the same dental implant cost guide that helped Sean. And if you found this episode helpful, please like and subscribe to our channel to hear more real patient stories. And until next time,
keep smiling.
Thanks for tuning in. If this episode was helpful, a rating or a review goes a long way in helping others find it too.